She yelped as he hoisted her onto the wall. She slid her hands onto his shoulders and squirmed against his fingers.
Well now, that's more like it.
He hesitated as his eyes lowered to where the skirt had ridden above her knees. Fuck, those legs. I'd kill for 5 seconds to follow them all the way up. He forced his gaze back to her face and cleared his throat. Just try not to fall off. But before he could pull back, she caught his shirt sleeves.
Maybe you should hold on to me then.
She gave his wrists a squeeze.
Just in case.
Holy hell, she is going to be the end of me. He dragged his arms free of her hands. I think you can take your chances. He glanced over her. Besides, anyone who can ignore all weather and common sense already has luck on her side.
No luck needed.
She shrugged one shoulder.
I'm a spring baby born in late April, so my father said that I always carry some sunshine around with me. Keeps me warm all year.
She rested her hands on the wall and rocked side to side to adjust herself farther back.
When were you born?
Winter. She rolled her eyes.
That figures.
He frowned.
Well?
She knocked her knees together leisurely.
They do say opposites attract.
She then parted her legs, creating enough space for him to slide his hand between them under her skirt, if he dared. He met her eyes and she gave him the hint of a smile. He nudged himself and squared his shoulders. You said you had intel for me, your report? She straightened and put on a mock serious expression as she saluted him.
Yes, sir, Captain Krabby, sir.
He set his hands on his waist. Just spit it out, smartass. She gave him a laugh, which made her breasts bounce and come dangerously close to escaping that low neckline.
Okay, so you guessed right about the residents who left. There were just those three as of this afternoon. 2 women, 1 man, all in their 20s, and all of them single. And yeah, based on what the gossip gang has seen them doing around the compound, they were, very friendly with your missing soldiers.
She gave him a sidelong look.
I suppose you want a list with all the details?
Yes. He paused when she showed him a smirk. It's not an order, but I'd appreciate it.
Then it would be my pleasure.
Her gaze fell from his, and she started to fidget with the hem of her skirt.
I could bring it by your bedroom tonight.
A quiver raced through his stomach. You don't want to do that. She lifted her eyebrows. That is, I'm sure you have better ways to spend your time. He stepped back. Tomorrow's good enough. I'd best be going. I still have some things to finish before I hit the sack.
What did you do with those residents who had an X by their names?
He stopped in mid-turn. Her cautious delivery of the question made the words hover in the air between them. What? She picked at the crumbling edge of the wall beside her, but wouldn't meet his eyes.
The ones you drew a line through. On the other list I made.
How do you know I... He took a slow step toward her and leaned both hands on the wall to either side of her. What were you doing in my quarters?
I went to see you, but you weren't there.
That's not an excuse. Her tone grew firm.
What happened to them?